Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. That means Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
We're going to start today with a new restaurant that's going to be open in Clifton Park. And based on what's been happening during the pandemic to our many wonderful restaurants and the bad news there, this is some good news.
Yeah, it is good news. The owner of Caravalli in Latham has opened its second restaurant right in the middle of Clifton Park at the Shops at Village Plaza. Vince George is the owner and executive chef of the new Spice Malabar and said he was overwhelmed by the response that Albany area customers had to Caravalli since it opened in Latham. George signed the lease for the space in mid-October and was finally able to open last week. He said the opening was pushed back due to COVID-related concerns and construction delays, but is excited that he has finally made it to the finish line. The restaurant has pretty much the same menu as its Latham location and is currently open for indoor dining and takeout. It's worth noting that the Caravalli on Caroline Street in Saratoga Springs is not affiliated with Vince George.
And from there, we're looking at Afram's intending to expand its indoor sports business. That's in Saratoga County.
That's right. Afram Nizich has opened Afram Sports Malta on Route 9 in a space that was most recently Tree Pad, which was an indoor playground that closed a couple years ago. It's also the building that was Charbonneau Recreation Center for two decades prior. Nizich saw an opportunity to expand to Saratoga County after he saw that Sportsplex was closing in Half Moon. Manufacturer Precision Valve and Automation is taking over that space. As part of the deal with the property owners of Sportsplex, Nizich moved the turf field and plexiglass wall to Malta. He also owns indoor turf fields on Albany Shaker Road and Water Valete Shaker Road in Colony, and ones in Bethlehem and Latham. When the pandemic hit, business had dried up, school athletics were canceled, and club and team practices and games had stopped. Nizich laid off almost all of his workers, and he utilized the Federal Paycheck Protection Program to cover some of those costs. As restrictions have slowly lifted, playing has resumed, but with precautions that limit capacity. Starting this week, two parents can attend games with their children. Masks will certainly be required. He says that the buildings are domes that have continuous fresh air, and the fields are also large, so social distancing is easy. Nizich says he anticipates this being his best year ever because so many schools need a field for teams whose seasons were postponed due to the pandemic.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thank you. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks.